Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everyone. So happy to be here with you on this stormy Thursday evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Anyway, Jimbo Baggins is right here with me, riding shotgun, ready to bring you on board to get your reading. Remember, personal prophecy is a little bit in a class all its own. It uses ordinary playing cards, which I am holding up right now to show our Facebook Live watchers on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Anyone is welcome to join us there if you'd like to, you know, see us in action. Otherwise, we're just happy to have you along. We have a worldwide audience now, and we love that. Love hearing from people in places where, gee, it's already the next day. So, yes, it kind of tickles me when we get a call like that.
True that.
Now, bear in mind, again, these are ordinary playing cards. This is not tarot, not oracle, not, oh, my goodness, there's so many, like rebel cards, this card, kitty cat cards, I don't know. There's a million, it seems like, different methods. They all have their own sense of validity. I would never kick the shovel out of anybody's hands who has a method that would be, you know, different from my own. I think we all have a place in terms of our perception and our psychic reading ability. So with that said, let's remember now with personal prophecy. Oh, geez, I didn't get a. Yeah, with personal prophecy, we are going to deal with two main tools in your reading. Those would be choice and change. What we perceive as the path ahead of you, we may be able to alter, improve, cast to the side. I mean, we have all kinds of options when it comes to what lies ahead. So in essence, we're able to look at the future in advance, make it better, choose or refuse. You like that. I know you do when I say that.
You're a poet. You don't even know.
That's right. We can choose or refuse the future that lies ahead. Very rarely are there incidents that we're going to perceive in the now that are future-based and that we cannot change to a certain degree. And yet, just knowing that they are out there and on their way to us to impact our lives in one fashion or another is enough to be using tools of choice and change. So we're going to get started here momentarily. Jimbo's checking our technology and making sure our connection is good. Good. And bear with us. We still have seasonal allergies like crazy. So how's our connection? Is it crystal clear?
Yeah, I've switched the Wi-Fi over.
Oh, wonderful. So we shouldn't have any any fluctuations at all. Yeah. Knock on wood, you say?
All right. Which one am I, everybody? That the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. We also want to remind everybody the number to call in, and we have folks on hold, so they're listening to us
right
now, and we see you. But anyway, that number is 515-602-9676. Call in. Here's a couple of automated recorded messages saying you're going on hold, and you can listen to the show, and you will be on hold, and you will be listening to the show. I just op-checked it to make sure everything was cool.
All right.
You'll be on speakerphone because being on hold sucks. We know it. But please, when we take your call, get that speakerphone off. Bluetooth off if you can. There's laws and safety and stuff, but get off that thing if you can.
The quality of the call rises considerably.
Yeah, it could be an issue by the time it goes through the internet and comes out of our speakers. We have seen some issues in the past. Not always, but another thing is you're probably multitask is, once again, being on hold sucks. Stop multitasking when we take your call. Chill out, relax. I mean, these are all if you can. Park.
Yeah.
If you're in the house or somewhere quiet, watch the background noises. They really can wreak havoc, too, on our end. Let's see here. Oh, I want to give international shout out to Laura.
Laura, she's in the house.
She's all stuffed up. Must be a lot of fires around her up there. In,
oh, boy, I bet.
Oh, and there's a jackwad right off the bat.
Yeah, don't pay attention to these losers that come in there.
And Michelle. Is Michelle international?
I think
she's from
so.
UK,
Michelle, where are you from?
I thought Michelle was. Oh, anyway, sure. Here they just keep on coming. Too.
Yeah.
A different one.
See, don't entertain them. They're just fishing. They're looking to try and get some money from you. And what, even if they are for, you know, here, truly legit.
They suck.
This is really poor, I don't know what you want to call it, showmanship.
Yeah, she is in the UK.
Well, glad to have you
so
with
we got
us,
two
my dear.
Laura
yes.
from Canada and Michelle in the UK.
And pay no attention to those
Jack
ones
watch.
That are saying, inbox me.
Yeah, sometimes they just say it like that. Now, somebody had a big little, you could tell when it goes boom, that right up that fast. It's like, that's
yeah.
the person's not typing magically to you. That's a computer program. Third-party software, something they develop, macro. You know, something for Facebook. Hmm. We also have the ability to take Messenger, folks. When we tell you, folks, I spill it. The glass is so full.
He doesn't have his sippy cup
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this glass is it's more full than normal, and I forgot. Anyway.
You were talking about Skype?
No, I was
oh,
talking
I
about
were...
Messenger. No. When we ask, because it doesn't have an automatic hold system, we will ask you folks to messenger us, and you will messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show.
This is what we will see you come through here.
I don't know that they care.
Either, well, just so they know. This is the, and we're not affiliates or anything, but this is the second generation of the portal. And it's great, except it doesn't have a hold, you know, button. So, we prefer that you wait till we give the go-ahead for calling in through there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Okay, we are getting
yeah,
a line up here.
The time has come. For
so are you?
In.
Have you said all you need to say?
I think I did about the messenger folks. Don't messenger us until we say, hey, messenger us. Because
okay.
otherwise we got to hang up on you. So, and then we don't like hanging up with people. Okie dokie. Let's get her done. I think we're going to go to our first caller, which is area code 216 in Ohio, 216.
Hi.
Hello.
Ohio. Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Long time no talk.
I'm doing well. You know, I think this is the clearest I have ever heard you. Your show right tonight is the clearest I have ever heard it. It's perfect. It really is.
Thank
so whatever
you.
You're doing, you're doing it right.
Yeah,
you made a major.
We got different Wi-Fi points around here, and I.
It really works. Yeah, I know the way it works, but it's.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm just
automatically.
Telling
it was automatically
really good, you guys.
It was automatically connecting to one behind a closed door behind furniture, and that doesn't work out too.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's not going to disrupt this connection.
So we got a clear shot to the next one, so we're rocking and rolling. So what can we do for you?
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to. Everything's actually wonderful, but. You know, I have that. I want you to look in the cards. I want it's about that one particular person I work with. I just want you to see what you pick up on her. Is she ever going to decide to warm up to me and accept me on the team?
Mm-hmm.
Will she ever do that? Or am I always going to have to deal with this?
What?
It's only
awesome
one day a week at the work side. What's that?
That is a great question.
That is a good question.
And I love the way you worded it. That's perfect.
Now, let's see what the cards reveal.
Thank you. I'm trying to be precise. Yeah. Just what you're picking up on. Oh, I know.
It's okay. We all have somebody in our life like this, so we want to figure out what's making them tick and why are they ticking this way toward us.
Life would be boring if everything
was
smooth.
So nice to her, too. Always nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all you can do.
you know, personalities are as diverse as snowflakes. You, for instance, Sharon, you are a really good, easy read. But I've had some others that are, it's like pulling teeth, seriously. And with men,
I know what you mean. I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
And that's right. And a lot of times with men, I feel like I'm peeling an onion to get to the innermost layers. So do you try complimenting her?
Yeah. Oh, I've tried everything.
Okay. Well, it's all you can do is try. You know, you can't.
How much?
It has
power
to be authentic, though. I'm not gonna do it and be fake. You know
right.
what I mean.
Right.
Well,
try to be authentic. Anyway.
How much power does she hold over you?
She's a team lead, and she's the leader of the team.
Well, what I'm picking up here is, okay. Now remember, people have agendas we know nothing about. With her, I am picking up that you talk too much to a certain guy in her mind, and she doesn't like it at all. I think she had designs on him, but you sort of stepped in there and stole her thunder with a male coworker. Does this ring any bells?
No. I talk to all the men the same. I don't work with her enough to even see that. I do know there is an older man that does like me, and I know that he does talk to me. That could be it. I don't know. Is that what you're picking up? What else are you picking up?
That's what I'm picking up.
I could see her also being jealous like that, though.
Yes, she doesn't want to be friends with you. And sometimes we have to remember, we are dealing a lot of times with a vibe of a past life reference.
Okay.
With someone. For a time there early on, I'll just say this real quick. I was working with somebody who is actually a nationally known actor, and he was very good, but him and I clashed a lot, and I could never understand what is the deal here with this guy. He was very close friends with who I called my office wife. And he started working with me, but we were butting heads constantly. And when I did a past life reading on this, it turned out that he'd actually killed me in a past life.
Hated when that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in love with him. We were out in the cornfield. I mean, it was like a 100 years ago. And we would be, go ahead.
No,
anyway,
no.
Bottom line, well, what happened is I was madly in love with him and he with me, but I was going to marry his uncle because his uncle owned he had a store, he had a stable full of horses. I mean, the uncle was wealthy for those times. And we were on the second story of in a building on the second floor. And he had grabbed me and was shaking me, the nephew. And said, I will not have it. I clearly heard him say, I will not have it. You will not marry my uncle. And he pushed me, and I went through the glass and landed, boom, down on and died. So for you, this is probably, you just are like a thorn in her side. And part of it is, I think it's that shallow female thing. Of you're just too beautiful, she can't take it, you know, by her standards, you're just stunningly beautiful.
So basically you don't see this changing.
It is really
I don't
sad, though. I'm not saying this.
Yeah, I don't see this changing.
What?
I don't think I don't think it's going to change. But I do recall I said that she was going to eventually leave.
I'll believe that when I see it. But over the past year, she's put on 25 pounds at least, and I'm so sad. She used to be so skinny. Not that that matters, but I think that she's upset about that, too, within herself.
I'm glad you brought that up because she could be reacting also to medication. If she's gained that kind of weight, she could be on steroids.
She does take medications.
I think she's got medical issues that are going to take her away from the job, at least for an extended period of time. But try not to give her too much of your energy as far as, you know, don't let her steal your power.
She's not going to harm you.
No, nothing like that. But I'm just saying,
okay.
Try to ignore her.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Jim, you a...
Time to move on.
Yeah,
stand by for your angel card reading. It is, you are safe, Archangel Michael.
Whoa.
I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Oh, and I would have bet she's in that mix.
Lower energy. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You're so... But she isn't going to do me any harm at work. She's not going
to... No.
I just wonder. No. Okay, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be a pain in the butt, it sounds like.
No, she thinks you are, from what I get it, in terms of vibe from the cards, she's just jealous of you as far as having so many capabilities. She sees that you're very talented, you know, and it's a shame she can't be more supportive. Okay, gosh.
Okay. I just wondered.
All right, well, great.
You know what, Sharon? We love hearing from you.
Yep, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Call again. We'll be here tomorrow.
And
I'm telling you guys, your line is so clear now. This is the best it's ever been. Just to let you know that.
I'm so glad. And make sure you wish her a very happy weekend tomorrow.
You're so funny. She's off. No, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you. We got a welcome.
Okay, Sharon, you have a great weekend.
Go the next person.
We shall talk to you again.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
All right, speaking of the next person.
Yes, who we got?
We're going to area code 310, which is out in California, 310.
Callie, who's on the line?
Hello.
Hi,
Hi, this is Vince.
Vince.
Yes,
hi, Vince.
And I'm actually calling. Hi, and I'm actually calling from New York.
Okay. We've heard from you before, haven't we, Vince?
Yeah, yes, you have. So I wanted to find out something. I started a new job today, and it's not much pay. It's just barely going to get me by in bills, but I'm not going to be able to pay my car payment unless I work a hell of a lot of time, and even then it's going to be very sketchy. But it's a horrible place to work. The conditions are bad. So I'm going to stick with it. I got tomorrow and then next week. I'm going to stick with it for 1 week. And then I've taken a new job. But this new job is about a two-hour drive from where I live, 2.5-hour drive. But it'll be worth it because it's 21 an hour, but there's a ton of overtime. It's a new facility. It's working for a Dr. Pepper sample company and arena. So I'm wondering if this job is going to work out for me.
Okay, I got a question for you, Vince. Can you move closer to the, you know, can you get closer to that other job? That's a lot of driving.
I know. Well, see, what I plan to do is I've already made arrangements to stay up there, like, you know, because it's going to be like 3 days on, 12-hour shifts, 3 days off. But the way the pay structure is going to be fantastic and everything. So I do plan to move out there, but I'm taking this job because it's great money and it's great potential. But I'm waiting to hear in November. I'm going to reapply for a job I used to work at that I got fired from last November.
Oh yeah.
And I'm hoping that they're going to take me back because I talked to the new hiring manager. The HR manager, he said that I'd have to wait 1 year and then they'll reevaluate. Yeah. And he said, from what you told me, you are eligible for rehire. I just have to double check your record because
what is
I was a good, good worker.
Me? Yeah.
What's
your question?
Well, my question is, am I going to stick with this new job or am I going to go back to the job that I was working at last November?
That's a marvelous question.
Yep, that's a good question. Yep, absolutely.
And for those who are interested that may be new to the show, I'm using a 24-card layout, not merely just drawing, a couple of random cards. I prefer to see the whole playing field. I guess that's what I like to call it. It gives me an idea more about the landscape of your life. And if there's anything that I see that feels really significant, aside from your question, I will let you know. So I need a moment here.
Okay.
So you got – so when do you start this new job where you got to drive 2.5
this
hours?
This new job, I'm starting on a week from this Monday, so on the 15th.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's time's flying by then. That'll be nice. And the drive sucks, but like you said, the money is what you need. Put that in your pocket and
well,
pay the bills.
Well, hopefully the gas price doesn't –
Well, yeah, I mean, it is. He's factoring all
but
that
that's
in.
That's why I made arrangements to stay up there while I'm working up there.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I knew people that...
years ago I had a woman that was a medical worker who actually rented a room from me, and all she did was sleep there, say, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she went back to her town where she was from.
Yeah, I knew a guy that worked. He was really like four hours away or so, and he would Monday through Friday he would pull up in some play a little cheap room somewhere, and then he'd go home on the weekends.
Yeah, sure, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm basically looking for.
Vince, do you have family? I mean, like, do you have your own little family?
Well, the only thing I've got really is my wife, so it's just me and her. My daughters are back in Canada. They're grown and married and gone, long gone. Her daughter is married with kids and everything. So it's just her and I.
Well, I've got to tell you, you're going to have a decision to make because this new job has all the earmarks of being a great beginning for you.
He's going to have a choice.
And you could go up ladder there.
Yep, he's going to have a tough chase, isn't he?
And then going back to your other job.
So you think the other one is going to
Think he is very likely going to get the other job back.
If he wants it.
If he wants it, but you'll have to make a decision on that.
It's good to have choices.
And that's what I'm hoping for.
You know, it's nice to have choices, good choices instead of bad ones. So that's a good thing at least.
Right, and reapplying for the old job that you lost.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a job when you're looking for a better
job. Sure, and he's having one that's going to be paying the bills, too.
Yeah,
because right now I'm afraid of losing my car because I used up my savings trying to keep up with the car payments. But, I'm hoping this job will help me keep my car. So
yeah, that would be good.
I think that if you try to keep a very positive outlook, and because it's true for all of us, we could all just sit and worry about every single thing. I mean, the pandemic has shaken our lives right to the core.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I
but
know.
We got to think of this as a rebirth rather than, you know, we're scrambling to stay alive. So I really think, though, that it's going to be tough for you, Vince. Prepare. You're going to miss having an easier life, but it's coming.
But you know,
Yeah, I think you're a great guy from what I see in these cards. And now we're going to see what the angels have to say.
Stand by for angel card reading.
How's that for
All right.
Patience is the subject. Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
Oh, we hate that word. Patience, but what are we going
to
do?
Sounds like you're on the road to a better life, but you just got to wait. You got to wait it out, and I think he knows that he's been doing it.
Vince, if it makes you feel more uplifted to call us, you can call us every show.
We call us anybody. Can call us every single show. There's nothing wrong.
You don't feel so alone. I mean, gosh, all kinds of people right now around the world are listening to you, and I am sure they're nodding. That they are in the same boat.
Yeah, a lot of them, or worse even sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I feel so bad for them too.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling.
Well, take care, Vince.
Thank you.
Things are going to get better.
Too.
All right, hon.
All right.
See you soon, or talk to you soon.
Yeah,
we
shall.
We'll
talk again.
Yeah.
All righty then. Let's go to our next caller.
Is going to be
423 from Tennessee.
Now, hello there, Tennessee.
All right, I cheated. I know it's Damien.
Oh, my God.
He's on Facebook. He told me. Hey, what's
cheater.
Up, Damien?
Hey, Damien.
Not much. How are you all doing? Glad I can finally get in after
trying
for 2 days.
Yeah, I know.
Since we switched channels on Blog Talk, it's blown up.
Yeah, so there's good and there's bad.
But you are here, so you got in.
Yeah, the sooner anybody calls us, Some start lining up before the show even begins.
Oh, they all do. Yep, I mean, a whole bunch of them do. We've had 6-7 callers sometimes before the show even started.
So, Damien, do you have good news for us?
Yeah, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I have news, but it's not really good or bad. It's just news.
Okay.
Okay, well, sometimes it's better than bad, you know, sometimes.
Okay, so Mr. Macon got in touch with me again, sent me another email. So
okay.
He said that he has still yet to receive the title search back from the title examiner, that he's been in touch with them, and they were supposed to have actually gotten it this week, but still nothing has come through. So I guess for tonight's reading is just to see where things are at and see also, you know, what really the outcome is going to be. So I think we've done – what the outcome is I win the property, but is there going to be anything else, like some compensation for all my time and hassle, pain and suffering, you know, things like that. Just, I want to see where things are at and just what's it all going to be like when it's just finally said and done.
And you know what? I want to know too, because we've been with you every step of the way, pretty much.
Every step of the way when he brought us in. He'd been going through it.
I don't like the fact that you were lied about. And there should be some kind of repercussion for
that. Well, that's what he would like.
Yeah.
That's what he would like.
All right, I'm going to look at Damien's cards right now.
The cards are going down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, do you still have your book that you were advertising on Amazon? Is it still on there?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I think if you were on Facebook, so you probably saw it stacked up in front of us on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, because probably here in about a week or so, I might buy a copy and see what it's all about. Because I don't know how to read tarot and things like that, so I want to see how it compares to tarot.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely, yeah.
Tarot readers have told me they've been able to pick it up very easily.
Probably just because of their natural ability for reading cards, period, I would think.
Yeah, because they already have that, right.
They're already in tune to cards, not the same cards, but cards in general, in that they have messages with them.
Right, because there's actually a tarot deck that is based off of just regular playing cards. It's called the Tarot Marseille deck. So I'd be curious to see if I was to use like the Tarot Marseille deck with this to see if it's the same or if there's differences and
see what
it has to show.
Yeah, you can report back to us too after you get the best.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your take on all of that. Well, what your cards are showing is the potential is huge, Damien, for this to blossom into you reaping great rewards for it all.
Okay.
And this man is with you heart, body, and soul.
Who that?
Clay.
Okay.
I think his name is Clay.
The lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clay Macon.
You are a good puzzle, and he loves puzzles. So at least now we know that it's starting to break as far as the, you know, news comes.
Well, yeah, okay, so he's not giving up. He's probably getting a little pissed off.
Probably, but also I feel they're going to find a big hole in terms of the record keeping, and you should not have to pay the price for that. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely a mystery.
And I really feel that when all is said and done, this could really be one for, like, say, our Virginia newspaper of sizable, you know, readership. They love doing these accounts.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and it might be something where you'd want to bring that, you know, to the public's attention. Anyway, that's just a sidebar.
A sidebar.
Yeah. Now, until this all gets resolved, money will be tight, as I'm sure you're already aware.
Yeah, you probably don't have to tell him.
No. We all know the feeling, Damien, so you'll feel that. And there is something that was falsified. We've talked of this. Okay, now just to illustrate for anybody that can see the layout here. This is a legal document, and this is of importance that we're dealing with. Right next to it is a card of satisfaction and fulfillment and, you know, scene of wonderful resolve. But then this clinker's right here. Four of Diamonds is a card of untrueness and betrayal and things being misrepresented on purpose. So a few heads may roll from all of this. Hopefully they're all still alive, Damien. Hopefully not everybody's pushing up daisies in connection to this.
Yeah, but you know, there's going to be some that are when you go back far enough.
And you're
okay.
Going to be more productively employed, prosperously employed. This job you got now may take you through the end of the year, but I am seeing a brand new start for you coming as well in the employment arena.
Okay. Well, I mean, all things considered, I mean, Luna and I still do DoorDash, and we're doing okay. You know, bills are still being paid. I'm still able to put some money back in savings, but we're also noticing, you know, gas has come down here. I think the cheapest place I saw it was like $3.60 a gallon. So to fill up my car, it's less than $30 now, where it was like $35 before. So also going to the store.
Yeah,
and going to the store, I'm noticing the basics, like the bare essentials, are becoming cheaper. But like the stuff for cooking, like meat and fruits, veggies, that's still up, but it's slowly starting to come down, I'm noticing. Like, it's coming down like 10 cents at a time. So I think whatever they were doing with the inflation and rising costs of everything, looks like it's peaked, and it's now starting to come down for whatever reason.
Well, that's a good sign. Here come angels for you.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Gifts from God. Archangel Sandalphon, we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
Ooh, yes.
So it could be
gotta
well, I'm
love
ready
that.
To receive at any moment.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
Well, we can't wait to hear from you when this is all resolved and behind you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to just be put behind me. I am ready to receive anything that's good. I'm ready. They don't have to ask my permission. Just send it my way. No obstruction. Just send it. And I'll welcome it.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, my dear. Don't work too hard this weekend.
Stay cool.
And give Luna.
Oh, you know, it'll.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, for the weekend, it'll definitely be busy because it's always busy. And we're going to be taking a trip out of town next week, spending time with family and all that. So
that's
yeah,
nice.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
nice.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, good for you guys. Okay.
All right. Well, appreciate the reading. I'm glad that there's great things happening and great things coming.
Now, check in with us when you get a chance after
your little
visit with family.
Alrighty.
All right. I'll try to give you all a call next week.
Wonderful.
We'll be
love
here.
It.
We appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Right.
Take care.
Nice to see you when things are starting to break.
True that. All right. We are over the hump. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Our disclaimer. And for those, we see every single person that is on hold. We have the ability on all these shows, except for Monday, because it's not really our show technically, to extend. So we're not going to say, have you pick up the phone and then hang up on you. So don't worry about that. We can extend the show as we need to. We can't go all night because the calls will never stop. We've seen that. But
no,
we can extend it when we got one or two people that have been holding for a God's eternity.
That's right. Now we're going to the mysterious.
No, not yet. We have one in front of that. We are going to, where are you? There it is. We're going to area code 779, which is in Illinois.
Illinois, welcome to the show. And who do we have?
You mean
on
City, Illinois. You guys mean City, Illinois, right? Not Great Illinois. Shit-tastic Illinois, right?
We have the number one fan of the great state
of
Illinois.
Our most lovely Teresa.
The biggest fan of the Lincoln
State. Yeah, y'all are on my list right now because I called yesterday and I was on hold and hold and hold. And then it kicked me out. And then you guys were done and over with. And I'm like, y'all, lying.
There were like five others, but there comes a point where we have to.
Yeah, we extend the show, but we know when we extend the show, more people keep on going in. So it's like, oh, so in theory.
Yeah, but I was like on hold for like 45 minutes.
Naughty. She must have been like really close. Well, we had like six or seven before the show even started, literally seven people.
Yeah, because I called and I was like literally 3 minutes before the show started. So,
wow.
Anywho.
All right, what you got cooking?
Yeah. So, good news, but I want some insight on it.
Okay.
All right. Well, you come to the right place.
Right. So, I finally got on with UPS as a feeder driver, which means I'm driving the 18-wheelers.
Yay for Teresa.
Yay for Teresa. I went through the week of hell. It was hell week. And it's been like up, down for me. You know what I mean? And then Tuesday I got finalized as, yes, they would like me to continue and be a feeder driver for them. They see potential in me because I'm green. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, and I drove truck and I backed two semi-trailers into a bay, first time ever in my life, blah, blah. But now since I am,
yeah.
Right, so I'm now official, but I am like officially like the first or second person in line to be on call. So that means I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I don't get paid if I don't get called in. So I could sit here for a couple of weeks and not get any calls whatsoever.
There's no compensation, but you got to be available.
Correct. I got to be available, but they're not going to compensate me for anything.
What happens if you are not available?
You have to be available. There is no not being available.
I don't think I'd like that gig. Unless I have.
I don't like it either, but the pay once I get going is good. And yes, we're going into peak season because peak season usually starts around September and goes until February, March.
Okay.
So yes, there's lots of work coming down the hole, but they also said, oh, by the way, you're going to get mentored and blah, 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 because I'm sitting here going, yeah, I can drive a truck all day long. My backing skills are not there because backing a semi is very scary.
Yeah.
And they're one of the safest companies to work for, you know, which is great. But, you know, I just want to see what the cards are saying, you know.
Okay, Guardian.
Is this a career for me or am I going to do something else? Because I got another thing in the works that I'm working on. I'm not going to give too much detail on it, but it's more of a there's a potential to make a lot of money on that and not be stressed out by driving an 18-wheeler.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but before I met Daryl and to the others out there, that he's my late husband, he drove semis and stuff and really liked it. He really liked it.
I like it because I'm local, so I don't go over 3 hours away from anywhere. And it's mainly rural driving. I have to go in towards Chicago, but I've been to the locations that we're supposed to be to, and they are scary. They're very tight and blah, blah, blah. But they're like, oh, we're going to mentor you. We're not just going to turn you loose. But I'm like, okay, well, when are you going to mentor me? Because if I don't come in, you know, how am I? I'm supposed to build doubles. If you've never seen, you've seen the double trailers being pulled down the road, I have to build that from scratch.
Yeah, I remember.
And I've only done it now 3 times.
I remember that places used to outlaw those that I lived in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, that's triples. That's triples.
Oh.
No, I'm talking doubles. I'm talking doubles. And
really?
In
doubles?
Way back when. They
doubles are actually easier to drive.
Yeah, well,
I like driving doubles.
When I was young in Duluth, they were outlawed. Then they lifted that when they realized it was stupid.
Right.
So anyway, all right.
So what does the card say?
All right, Teresa, here it is. I think this is going to challenge you in so many ways, and one of the ways is being patient to wait for your turn, okay? I feel that whatever your other opportunity is just might turn out to be something that rings your bells a little bit better. I'm feeling like for some reason, no, are there many women involved with driving these kind of trucks?
No. It's not. We're not the norm.
Yeah. And you are.
But there's more women.
Yeah.
There are more women joining the ranks.
Yeah, there are more than there was 20 years ago, that's for sure.
So you, in effect, what I see here right away, I picked up on it. You're kind of the paradigm shift. Or these guys, not to hog the, you know, the job, because you're just
right.
this little, you know, pretty little thing. You may have to speak up and say, wait a minute, you guys, you know, because I feel like they would love to see you get lost in the shuffle. I know that doesn't seem right.
Well, life isn't
yeah.
fair.
Right.
You know, who
no, life has never been fair.
Yeah, you know, damn unicorns and rainbows and
you
all
know,
that happy sunshine bullshit.
Yeah, this is so true. When you think back in time, how women had to fight to get paid the same as a man.
And they're still kind of not there.
Because,
right.
Yeah, he was supporting a family. Well, there's a hell of a lot of women that are doing that now.
Oh, absolutely.
A,
right,
single.
And I'm not the only woman. There's two more girls coming behind me. One of them's my best friend who went to school with me. She's getting trained in 2 weeks. There's another girl that's getting trained. She's already been a truck driver before, so she's coming in on, you know, right behind me. And these are people who have been with the company longer than me, but since I got in before they did because they decided to go a different route and they went non-union and I stayed union, they have to hire X amount of union people before they can hire a non-union.
Sure. Yep.
I got
so
yep.
I have rank over these people, not really, but, you know, I'm like a couple of weeks ahead of them in the training program.
Right.
And I'm going to get called first. But I'm like, I'm kind of hemming and hawing on, do I want to, like, I like doing it, but I have my doubts because it is a lot of responsibility. It's scary. And the biggest thing I have a problem with is, and I've gotten really pretty good at backing up those trailers and stuff. I just don't want to get myself in a situation where I'm like, oh, shoot, I can't get this trailer into that spot where it needs to go, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
But I also have to remind myself that there are people who have worked for UPS that were actually worse than me when they first started.
No,
so if they can do it, I can do it.
Well, absolutely. Tell me, Teresa. Do you, oh, shoot, I think I just lost the question. Do you feel more, in a sense, attracted to the other opportunity you mentioned?
Yeah, which one do you, would you really like to roll with if it was your choice and everything was perfect?
Okay, so if I had my choice and the other one was actually going to start being lucrative right away, I would definitely want to go with that one over the truck driving.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck in that paradigm of, you know, how you're raising a poor family, you have a poor idea of how, you know, you live poor, you think poor. Do you know, I think you know what I'm talking about. Like,
I do.
I'm trying to get out of that.
Well, of course. Now, I want to give you that there is light at the end of this tunnel. First of all, you know I love that designation in the layout called Sure to Come True. You are in the Sure to Come True designation. It is showing that eventually, now right now you might go, oh God, no, Deb, no. But your cards are indicating you could easily become a long distance driver or working with the company as like coordinating. I mean, but eventually you're leaving Illinois. And you will be...
Oh, she's going to be heartbroken.
I know.
I'm going to be so heartbroken.
What's
not no well
but yeah your future looks very bright. Yeah, I am trying.
Well, that's because you know, and that's, it's funny you say that because we had like 8 people leave the call list because our other location Palatine was so desperate for over the road drivers that everybody just up and left. So that's how I got into position one. But they're all like, you're in the best spot because we're going to start needing you and you're going to get work and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So today is Thursday.
Your cards are
saying. I finished.
Yep. Go ahead. Try it out.
Well, no, I'm just.
But your cards say, don't sit for too long. You know, if the other opportunity is waiting at you, come on, let's go. I would let destiny take me.
Well, while I'm sitting here waiting, I'm training for the other job that has, you know, high potential to make me some really damn good money, right? Okay. So I'm using the opportunity to be getting myself educated in the other aspect that I want to do.
Smart.
Yeah.
But I'm also sitting here going,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, there's two things. I can stay on as a feeder driver, and I said, I'm going to give it, let's say, 60 days. If I don't start making some serious money, they can always put me back on the ramp.
That's true.
And I can become a part-time again. And then, you know, work double shifts because, once again, we're going into season. And when we go into season, they never have enough people, so they need people to double shift. And I already know since I put in, you know, since I did such a good job last year, that they would put me on twilight, and then I would start twilight and double into nights. So I'd work from 4:30 at night to 4:30 in the morning. And anything over 4 hours is time and a half.
Well, I think you're doing
so
great.
Either way, I'll be making bank.
Yep. Well,
huh?
We're going to see what the angels have to say to you, but I think you're doing a really smart thing by training for that other job too.
Interesting card.
Oh,
stand by,
okay.
The angel card reading. It is subject career transition.
Look at that.
Archangel.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
Yeah.
And I read that without my glasses.
He did.
What a fool I am.
So who was it again?
It's Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel. Shamuel?
Yeah.
Shamuel.
Shamuel.
Like
how do
Shamu.
You spell that?
It's like Shamu, the yeah. whale, with an E-L at the end.
Yeah, but it's C-H.
Yeah, C-H-A-M-U-E-L.
You might want to read
C-H-A-M-U-E-L.
Roger that.
Okay.
Right.
That's interesting that came up.
It is. It was. I'm like, so the subject of the card.
But I don't know which one it means, though. Which one's it telling me to go with?
Isn't that always interesting? Well, but it says your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
So it's one.
So think about how you apply that change. What's changing? You have to think about that.
Yeah, you really do, and you're like the guy that called. You're going to have a choice to make.
Choices are good, but they still suck.
Yeah. But you're going to call.
They do. They really do suck.
They do suck because you just don't know. You wish you could flip a coin, but then you'd be like, do I put my career and my life in a coin flip? You know, it's
okay.
Fine.
Now, you asked, for your question, you asked about the two. When you call us again, ask about one or the other, and we'll look at it more specifically.
Like focus on one,
okay.
one call, and then if you can call again and get in and call early and focus on the other one, and then you'll see what the cards say.
If we didn't have people waiting, I would do it now. But
yeah,
okay, love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
Yep.
Take care.
Rock on.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. She's adorable. I love her.
All right, our messenger folks, they're patiently waiting, and we're going to take our – don't messenger. Hope they don't think that's what I'm saying. We're going to take our next caller, and then we'll sneak some of them in. We will extend the show, so – folks that are on Facebook and folks that are on hold, you're not getting screwed. Okay, just let you know.
We promise.
Yep.
Scouts honor.
Yes, we promise. I am keeping my list, and let me update my – I'll update my list after – this one's easy.
Okay.
We're going to all ones, which is Skype, so we have no idea.
Who is on the phone with
who
us?
Who are you? Who?
Hello.
Guess who?
Hello,
Doctor. Hi, Limbo, and hi, Love Doctor.
Melissa.
Wow.
Yes.
That's so
how
kind.
Are you?
Thank you. Hanging in there. Positive. Hanging in there positive.
Can you?
You can't do shit.
No. All right. Can you repeat that, Melissa? I didn't quite catch it.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
What is your question for us tonight?
The question, I have two siblings that, I have two siblings, I'm not going to say much, Mr. Short. I just like to know, are they going to try to create me a problem at this time? It's really important. I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest and you have two siblings and you're concerned they're going to try to start some trouble. Correct?
Because this time I'm not going to be nice. We're going to have to go to court.
Because why?
Yeah, because that's the
reason. Melissa, we're having a little...
I never understand.
Why do you think they might start trouble?
Because they get jealous when I talk to my mom.
Really?
Sounds good.
They're jealous?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and this is in reference to an upcoming situation?
Yes, Mary. I'd like to see if they're going to create any form of problem because they were bothering her for weeks, asking her what I tell her. And all I did was,
are they close to your mother?
No. I'm the one that's close to her because I'm the one that always helps her. They do not help. They're helping. Yeah. It's only 5%.
Yeah. You think they're looking for money from your mother?
I think so. I don't know if they're going to start doing this now or maybe a few months. I don't know if you see anything like that. Any money battles or anything like that.
Sometimes these siblings will sense that they have an older relative that's getting up there and near transitioning, and they'll all of a sudden try to get back in the good graces. Real quick, international shout-out to Siobhan Melendemeyer.
Well, I'll tell you what, Melissa, they are after money, but they're trying to do it very sweetly.
Yeah, trying to get into good graces,
yeah,
right?
They don't want to make trouble with you because they think you've got the purse strings, that you are handling mama's money.
So they're basically walking on eggshells, tap dancing.
And they want to be nice so they can get to her and put their hand out. But you seem to be in control of the situation as your mother's oldest child.
One more question on that. What about their stepfather? Do you see him, like, getting confused if I enter this? Panicking?
No, I think he would welcome it, Melissa. I really do. All right, I think he would welcome your I'm trying to think of the word. Being part of all of this, he will welcome you. Here is your
Stand by.
Card.
No more questions. Sorry, we got to move on. Stand by for your angel card reading. It's peace. Archangel, same Archangel. Shamuel, I would believe how you say it. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
That's right.
So all this crap means nothing. It's love. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Yeah,
we look
Melissa.
Forward to you calling
good
again.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's looking good, though. They just want some money.
Yeah, we're here many nights, as you know. Keep on calling.
Yeah. Oh, yes, honey. We'll be here tomorrow also.
Thank you, love doctors.
All right. Love you, Melissa.
Thank you. Love
Bye-bye.
You very much.
Yeah. She's so cute.
This is quicker than saying it.
All right.
Real quick, folks on hold. Do not fret. I've extended the show. We have some international folks who have been waiting almost the entire show. So we're opening up the floor real quick.
Late where they are.
Yes, they are in another continent. So first one, Siobhan from the land of Aya.
Hello there, my dear. How are you?
Hi.
Siobhan
here.
Yes. What's happening? Tell us.
Okay, there's kind of two different things, but I make it quick.
Okay.
First of all, I'm really, really stressed from work.
Okay.
And I told you what happened with my sister.
Yeah.
There's a woman I know for about 20 years. She's had mail because she knows how it feels because she's been through the exact same. So she's very good now to help me out. But she does work in the hospital and she's a midwife, so her hours at work could change.
Yes.
And I'm really, really stressed because at the moment I keep changing my hours. I always at work trying to suit something would be best for me and best for my daughter and everybody.
Yes.
But at the moment I'm telling my manager maybe 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe about 3 o'clock until maybe 9 o'clock at night, maybe suit me better. But then I'm really stressed because I haven't seen my daughter. I haven't spent time with my daughter, and it's really stressing me out.
I can hear it in your voice. You are very stressed.
All right.
I am really, really stressed. So what I want to do tomorrow, and I'm just asking, I hope this all goes well, if I just say to my own manager by tomorrow, 2 days of the week, because that's all I can really do is 2 days a week, because all these long hours doesn't suit me at all.
Okay.
And so I just want to know, will that all go okay by tomorrow.
All right.
Another thing as well, that thing, I got told that there's a new guy coming in by October, but as this new guy comes in, Brian, as I mentioned Brian before, across the road, he works across the road from me, he's meant to come in as well around the same time that he would want me back. Well, I got told not to go with Brian, that this new guy that comes in would be
a new man for you, huh?
A new man.
Yeah.
Yes. And I also got told, you know, just true enough, but there's going to be a baby next year in February.
Having a baby.
I don't know, is it with this new man? But I don't know if it's with Brian either. So I don't know whether I might just turn the corner and go with Brian. I don't know, you see.
First of all, I really think that the lady you're going to speak to tomorrow is going to be understanding and work with you on the two days a week. Yes, because she's very fond of you, and you are a good worker. So, but you have to make sure you do some kind of balance here so your daughter gets time with her mama.
Sure.
You know?
Because I said 4 days, and I'm thinking, God, I can't do 4 days, because this week I'm doing a lot of hours. This is only because there's been staff caught me sick.
Okay.
I have to cover for them.
There you
but
are.
Like, the amount of hours I'm doing this week, I'm under a lot of pressure. And then next week, then I think the hours are done for next week, so it'll be the week after, it needs to be changed.
Okay, well, let's start with tomorrow, okay? If you start looking down the road, you're going to get yourself in such a state that you'll be just a bundle of nerves.
Yeah, don't look at the finish line, look at the next hurdle.
Yeah, just look at tomorrow, getting through that, getting, you know, one day at a time, hon. And as for the new man, I really think if a new man comes on the scene for you, Brian is going to be jumping to his feet and wanting to keep his place with you, where you will belong to him. So if there's a baby coming next February, I would think it's with Brian at this point. Call us again when you can, and we'll look at this a little bit closer, because we're trying to fit everybody in tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
I got told with the new guy, he's going to have two kids already, but they're not kids, they're grown up, and apparently this person told me that she doesn't see that he doesn't want any more kids, and there is a baby, so I'm thinking maybe...
I don't think the new man is going to work out for you, but we'll talk about that next time. Here's your angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Subject is comfort. Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
No, nobody can not need that. I mean.
But tomorrow's going to go well for you, and if you can't, we'll be on tomorrow night and Saturday if anybody wants to call us back.
Yep. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Siobhan, from the land of Aya.
Take care, darling. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to keep rocking and rolling. The show's been extended. Don't freak out. People that think there's only a minute left or so, there is not. So we're going to take our next caller is from our very own area code 757 in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. 757.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who's on the phone with us, please?
Hello, good evening to both of y'all, and thank y'all for taking my call. My name is Vernell, so with a V as in Virginia. Vernell,
have you called us before? So we've heard from you?
No, I haven't.
Well, then you're brand new? Yes. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, awesome. Thank you. And thank you. I know you waited many moons, so thank you for being patient.
Oh, that's okay. I got a lot of time on my hands.
We're rushed for time, but we're not going to cut the show off on the hour. We've extended it. So you will get your question in. Tell us about yourself, what you need to know, what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. I live in Newport News, which is kind of close to Hampton, and that's my clock chiming, so I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I live... So I'm staying in public housing for the seniors and disabled, and I have lots of health problems, so I'm on SSI for disabilities, physical disabilities.
Yeah.
And I've been given a hard time ever since last fall by the people that I'm currently renting from, and as well as that owns the place and the maintenance people that he had working for him and the managers that he had working for him. Because last fall I complained about my next door neighbor activities that was happening from his apartment, and so you know, he complained. The owner's gonna turn around and complain to me about. I mean, I got a lot of things in my apartment. This is a small place. But he's gonna turn it around and make it seem like it's more about me and what I have in my apartment. And so they've been really giving me a hard time every now and then. And now they're increasing my rent a lot by a lot more than they're increasing my rent by a lot more than they usually do. So I kind of think that they're probably trying to scheme and plot and drive me out of here.
Okay.
And I'm starting to look for places, and I was wondering if y'all might know if by some miracle I'll get to move to another place this year or will it be next year.
Very good. And I want you to know, as I go into your reading, I've been following the rental situation in the Hampton Roads area, and it's atrocious. Some buildings are being condemned because the owners and the maintenance people just don't care. They're not, you know, keeping things safe for people.
Well, a lot of them don't care about it. They're just worrying about money. And sometimes they don't care. They'll let it fall apart, and if they get shut down, they say, all right, well, move on.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of people like you, hon, fall through the cracks when you need the help the most.
Yeah, these people are heartless.
Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty ticked off about that myself.
Yeah, they're very heartless. All right. She's doing your cards right now. You can't see, but she does a – if you're on Facebook, you'd be able to see, but she has this ordinary deck of playing cards. You probably heard her talk. Well, you've been a hold forever, and she's doing the big – it's a big spread. That's why it takes her 20, 30 seconds to get them down.
Yeah, I'm using 24 cards instead of just a – random draw of a couple.
Yeah, she uses a regular deck of 52 cards, but she's got a spread that uses almost half of them. So.
Oh, I gotta tell you here, you got the hand of God on your shoulder, first of all. So don't you fear anything from this landlord, or remember, if he goes to evict you, he has to go through the process properly. And so don't just take a handwritten letter from him. He's got to file a formal eviction.
And there should be some social workers out there.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Places of advocacy that could help you. Okay, but then go ahead, Deb.
Yeah, you could connect yourself, please, with agencies that are here to, first of all, ensure that you are not being harassed, that
victimized.
Yeah, having health problems. Your cards are indicating you could end up with a really sweet lawsuit here and a settlement.
Because you have a right to...
To live.
To live, and actually, things. You have a right to make... A lot of these slumlords, they don't want anybody... They don't want it... Instead of giving the squeaky wheel grease, they want to get rid of the squeaky wheel. You know, they don't want people to not be happy with their shithole they're living in.
And I don't think you should...
Pardon my language.
Stay quiet. It's like when you have an abusive partner. They want you not to talk about it. But the more you talk about somebody who abuses you, the more power you have. There are two men right here that are front and center that are going to come to your aid. You know, she's right here too. And you look so downtrodden and filled with hopelessness and helplessness, and nobody should have to live like that. So there are, try your best to, like Jim said, be the squeaky wheel.
So do you believe, back to the basic roots of her question, she was wondering, is she going to...
Find another place?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There are changes being made weekly. For one thing, that, what's it called, Seaview Lofts? Over there on your side, that thing has turned out to be a huge scandal, and it's going to cause a lot of these other places to be looked at. Now, are you living in, like, say, assisted living?
She said it was, yeah, something like
more. Well, it's more like HUD housing or public housing for disabled and senior people.
You know, I'll tell you, if need be, and they go pushing for an eviction, make sure you get an unlawful detainer so that you have to appear before a judge. And that judge often will say, oh, no, to the landlord. No, we're not going to do that for
this lady. Yeah, they're going to make it sound like they're going to hand you a piece of paper and you got to get out or the world come to an end. It's not that simple.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's not that simple.
You also are entitled to free legal aid. And the angels are going to speak to you now.
Yes, and please
keep us informed.
I'm going to give you your angel card reading now. And now we do several shows a week, and you're welcome to call every single show.
Yeah.
One call per show, but you can call every single day of the week if we're doing a show. Anyway, your angel card reading is breathe. Yeah. Archangel Raphael takes several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. So I think it's more
great.
You're feeling like you're behind the eight ball, desperation, but
and make sure you're
there's a legal process that is going to keep you from being launched into the street tomorrow.
And make sure you get it documented by your doctor that they have created an extremely stressful environment for you. You want to start covering all your bases.
I mean, ultimately, Deb said it looks like you're going to move.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best because nobody wants to live in a place where people don't want you.
Or they treat you like crap.
Yeah, because you know you're not going to, anytime you need something, you're not going to get the, we're coming right over to fix it. You're not going to be jerked around, so.
And your cards show, hon, that you are a very nice lady.
Yeah, we can tell.
And you don't like to speak out against others, but this is a situation where you're not just doing it for you. You're basically becoming a spokeswoman for others that have no voice.
Especially when you're on these shows, other people will hear this.
They will. And we have an audience here.
We have an audience. Yes. Thank you so much for being so patient. I know you held forever.
Thank you. And do call us again. We want to hear, we want to follow along with you.
Yeah, we recommend people to keep calling quite often. Unless some people just don't want it because they're busy and there's really nothing major. But if you got a certain thing you're focusing on, the more often you call and look at it, it'll get better.
But I really feel that you're going to come out on top with all of this.
Yeah, thank you
really
for holding, and you should call back again and again.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. And welcome to the show.
And she's in our 757.
That's right.
That's right. We all represent Hampton Roads, yo.
Yeah.
I work in the shipyard, so I know where she lives.
Over there,
I've worked there for 20 years, the Navy over there. Yeah, I'm familiar with Newport News and Hampton very well.
And boy, you hold your ground. They can't push good people around. It's not right.
That's right.
All right, take care.
All right. Yep. We'll talk for you, and God bless you, and please call back.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Alrighty then. All right, we're going to do this right now. It's quicker than I type.
All right.
Sorry, folks that are on hold on the phones. You're not forgotten. I see you on the list. We're opening up. We're giving about 10, 20 seconds for a messenger call, and if not, we'll go back to the phone. Already typed it, so that's quicker than up.
Okay.
There she is, Laura from Canada.
Hello there, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're rolling along.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
How are you? It's like the old days.
So what's bringing you to the show tonight?
Yeah, what you got cooking?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday when you were doing my cards, we started talking about my son, and you said he's going to have a baby soon.
Yeah.
But then we ran out of time.
That's right.
So I'd like to hear more about my son.
There you
okay.
go. And that's good for people that are new out there to continue on a reading because it's free reading. You only have so many minutes on a free reading.
Now, your son...
Yeah, he begged me to fool you.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Now, he lives with you, right? Right now?
Right now he lives in another city.
Oh, okay.
We're moving together.
And
we're gonna
that's right. That's right. Now is he with any person right now as a partner?
No.
Okay, so he's single and free right now.
Yes.
And so we're going to take a look at his cards.
Are you sure about that?
What that he's Jim?
Yes.
Jim's feeling skeptical.
Well, I was I was a young son too, and I didn't share everything with my mama son.
No, you didn't.
No, we're really close. I raised him. His dad walked out when he was 4, so it's always just been me and him. Really close.
We'll let that. That is what it is. I'm just the guy, and I know things. But anyway, let's go.
Well, Jim, just because you were party.
I wasn't raised like a retard either. No, come on now. Time out. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, when you leave the nest and you start becoming, I'm not saying like he's a brand new adult or anything. I'm not being like that, but I'm just saying.
No.
He doesn't even drink.
Well, that's cool, but you don't have to drink to have fun.
And we have callers, mothers who've called so distraught because their son had a casual, you know, hookup. Yeah, and the next thing she's pregnant and they don't know if it's really their child.
Yep, the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire.
Best thing my grandma used to always say about men, she'd say, be like Jesus and love them all. But she'd say to the girls, keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus.
So
she gave conflicting, oh, he's going to be with somebody and he's going to be so happy, really happy. I think this is going to happen around the time the two of you move. Yeah. And is he experiencing money troubles right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's right here. And he shouldn't let it get him down because we're all going through it.
Yeah,
you know?
Easier said than done.
I know
it is. Yeah, it's easier to say that to somebody, but when you're experiencing money troubles, you feel so down and desperate.
You do. But I think he's got a good head on his shoulders where he's not going to be out there indiscriminately. He doesn't drink, so right there's a big saving.
That means he probably doesn't smoke then.
No smoking either.
No.
Okay.
So that's a big cha-ching you're not spending money on.
Yeah, but it's still hard to live.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you still got to have, yeah, it is. But the fact that he's worried about it means that he is striving to be better.
I really agree.
A lot of people just accept it, say, I'm broke, I don't give a shit. But no.
Cards show that he's wise beyond his years.
Oh, he's an old soul.
So how old is he?
30.
Yeah, you've raised him well. I'll tell you, this boy is so sensible. Wish all of mine could have cards like this. I think, though, moving is going to do him a world of good. It's going to be a new book opening for him, too. And I feel he's going to build houses in the future. Maybe not necessarily holding the hammer himself, but he could be working on the plans or
yeah, it could be a business part of it.
Yeah,
a supplier.
He's
going
to do very well.
Some angle of that industry.
Absolutely, and he's always going to look after his mama. There's no doubt in my mind. Is he your only child?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have him. There was no reason to continue on because this one you know, I don't want to say he's a mama's boy because that's always so negative.
He is.
Okay.
He
well,
is. Yeah,
that's it. Then he better find himself a good girl who's going to love his mother too. Because boy.
Yeah, all he wants to do is get married and have babies.
I'll tell you what, he's going to get his dreams come true. And I don't think it's going to be through some kind of hookup or casual, you know. I think it's really just he's going to love her. And it's important to him, I think, to have intimacy with somebody he loves.
Yes.
So, and being older, I mean, you got an 18-year-old. They've got hormones buzzing, you know. Morning till night, but I think this boy is going to really make you proud.
Just remember, 30 isn't 90.
No, it's still young, I realize.
And I don't have to tell you, but I'll tell you something about women at that age.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lie.
Well, no, not that. It's just that it's like your women in the 30s. It's almost like Mother Nature's telling you, you only have your windows closing.
Yeah. So get
and they're yeah, I'm not, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying they're kind of like really, oof.
Yeah.
30s.
I feel there will be two children, if not more, but I don't see any of them out of wedlock. I really think that he's going to meet this girl. She's going to be the girl of his dreams.
Well, that's a good thing.
You know, he's going to be lucky because my sons went through a lot of different women that just did not deserve a good guy. And your son is going to, I mean, he's a prize. And he will treat a girl like a queen. Yes, I know. Here we go to his, this is for him, angel card.
Oh, okay.
Him.
Well, let me see them. Let me put, right. put me glasses on. I don't know who it's for. I just pull the card and I read it. Subject is victory. Archangel Sandalphon, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Yep, it's coming. It is coming.
Excellent.
I think a year from now, his life will look entirely different and be very good.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Mama, I
thank
hope you,
you.
Yep, I hope you
oh,
have a good
and we have to
weekend.
Thank her because she's been holding
oh.
the whole show too, basically.
Oh,
on
we're
Facebook.
Sorry, honey. That,
yep.
But we're
okay.
She hung on long over an hour.
Give
yep.
your give your son a good squeeze because he's a good boy, very good boy.
I will.
All right, hon.
Thank
take
you
care.
Guys.
Blessings. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Canadians are very special people. I'm not saying the rest of you aren't.
Yeah, I don't know if you're
but
special. It sounds like special.
Well, not special.
Isn't that special?
Not that. They're, I don't know, precious.
Remember that from Saturday Night Live? Anyway,
yeah.
Let's take a caller because the clock, is, you know, we extended the show, but we can't extend it forever.
Are all those new ones?
No, half of them are. 917, New York.
Hi,
917,
New York.
You are next. Thank you for holding for so long.
What is your first name, please?
My first name is Tim. Thanks for taking my call. We,
oh, hi,
spoke.
Tim. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
We've talked to you before, I believe. Haven't we?
We did indeed. Yes, we did. The connection that day, I don't know if it was me or you. It just was so choppy. It was just hard to hear.
It was on our end.
But I'd call back in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't call them. These things happen. You guys are doing a service to the people. So, hey, things happen, right?
Right.
Yep, yep exactly. Yep. All right, what you got going?
Okay. Well, I am I'm just working on manifesting some new things,
nice.
Some abundance. You know, it's one of those things where I'm not exactly 100% sure, so that up until now has gave me anxiety and has kind of kept me from manifesting, but now I'm being more calm, I'm grounding, I'm outside, I'm leaned up against a tree right now, I'm breathing, so, you know, I'm open, setting the intentions for my guides, you know.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Any messages
absolutely.
Or tips from spirit? Anything from spirit is any tips or messages greatly appreciated.
And what are your immediate just the concerns?
You said you're working on some new things, right?
Well, for the longest, I've been wanting a new job, but not exactly looking because I'm like, I don't know what to do, but I hate what I'm doing. So I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together for something new.
All right. Well, hey, that sounds exciting, actually.
Do you got anything in the works, or are you just trying to get got
I
hoping?
Nothing in the works as of yet.
Nothing in the works? Just, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing in the works yet. It's just me saying, trying to figure out what that next thing is.
Right.
And now
and
I'm
you
just
said,
asking spirit to aid me along the way to figure that out.
Right. And you did say you were manifesting, which is smart.
Do you like to meditate?
My mind is always racing, but so I would always start and then stop, but it's something that I think I have to consistently do every day, but that's what I'm trying to do currently.
Yeah, it's probably like trying to learn a new skill. It's probably you just don't jump in and do it, like, perfect, so.
Well, you have a mind that's basically a jet engine.
Well, he's either asleep or when your mind's awake then, but his mind's going 100 miles an hour, so it's hard to meditate at that.
It is. And the thing is, you are a creative, I'm going to say monster, but that's not a bad term.
Yeah, not a bad monster, a good monster.
Just a creative genius.
Genius!
What you've got, what you're working on, I'm glad you don't talk about it. Like when he calls in, what it is.
Well, he's hasn't
somebody's
really,
going to, you know, you want to be careful.
Well, he's not there yet anyway.
It's such a good idea that somebody will steal it take it.
He didn't really have... He just opened to something. He didn't really pick anything out and was going for it yet.
I feel there's a sense of divine intervention that you need to be aware of, Tim. That you need to know this isn't just some random thought that you have really you're receiving, you know, there's divinity attached. I don't know how to explain.
Well, he was
it.
Asking if there was any of the spirits were giving him any kind of input or signals out there, and I guess you're seeing a little bit of it, right?
It's also saying be prepared. You're going to achieve great profit from this. So be ready to receive abundance. But it won't be without its tests and trials.
Nothing good comes easy, they say.
Right. You're going to really have to show the higher power how badly you want.
You have to roll up your sleeves and get a little dirty.
Yeah.
Get the elbow grease going. But I think he's ready for that. He's trying to manifest it.
And I think you've walked a walk, Tim, that has had some serious hardships along the way. Emotionally, I almost get the feeling your heart has Band-Aids all over it.
Yeah, a few scars, battle scars, yeah. From the scars of life.
Absolutely. And the word, your keyword is go. G-O. It's all over these cards. Get busy. Take the step.
So keep manifest. You keep trying to positively manifest like you said you are. That's, you're going in the right direction.
Yes.
And you said as far as spirit guide, they're saying
go.
You're doing the right, you've chosen the right thing. Keep going in that direction.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to send me an email, I can send you back some free guided meditation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's trying to get into the meditation
that
thing.
That will really, you know, I have a mind like yours.
And you know what?
It doesn't want to stay.
And I haven't really got into it because I understand that you just can't do it. Right. Some people can right away, but I can see myself too getting frustrated.
Well, you get into trance as you're doing this.
Yeah, but I can see though, like he said, with his mind racing, I can feel the exact same way. Yeah.
But if you'd like to try some, I think they may help you bring this around to fruition for you. So,
sure. Definitely.
My email for anybody out there, anybody, tell me what your issue is. If you need to do some inner child healing, if you need to bring more, say, customers or patients to your practice, I got them for everything.
Now, we're talking meditations, folks.
Yeah.
We're not talking email for free readings. No, no. Yeah. Your free readings are on the show.
And I'm allowed to share them. I am not allowed to sell them.
Right, so, right.
Yes. So if you would like them, my name is Deborah, Deborah. And I'm at psychiclovedoctor.com. So I think you can easily locate me. But I think it'll help you, Tim. You know, you better prepare for greatness because it's coming to you. And the past, like I've said, you've had a rough past. But it's really going to be part of the wisdom that you share with others. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
And before you hang up, stand by for your angel card reading. Subject, overcoming difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Yeah, see?
Archangel
Isn't
Jeremiah.
Amazing?
Yep.
And he just draws a card.
Yeah, I do some flipping, and if I don't like it, I still don't pick one out. I do some more shuffling and flipping.
It's got to resonate with you.
It's got to resonate, and sometimes even if it doesn't, I like, well, I'll throw it out and see if it resonates with you.
I see.
All right, sir, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for being patient.
Yep, and call us again, please. I'm fascinated.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome to call every single show, just once per show.
Yeah. Take care, honey. Have a blessed
weekend.
Rosette,
have a good one, my friend.
Yeah, very nice. How many do you have left?
I just want to do this real quick, even though we're talking to happen. We're going to go to, sorry, folks, I had to restart some software, so I'm kind of like, my brain is kind of rolling down the highway. Here we go.
Why don't you tag the line, and we will do these three.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling
from? I'm Evelyn. I'm calling from California. This is my first time calling in.
Sorry, I should have.
It's your first time.
Well, welcome.
And what is your first name?
I'm excited. I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
This is a lot of fun and very uplifting.
And you've probably been listening a lot because you've been on hold forever.
No,
so
I have.
A feel.
And you guys are great. And you guys are great. I'm
thank
calling
you
because I would like to know. Thank you. No, thank you for actually taking the call. I'd like to know, I'm going to be 40 this month, and I want to know if I'm eventually going to become a mother this year. Not this year, probably next year. But if I will become pregnant and become a mother, if that's in my future.
That's a cool question.
Are you with someone?
Yes, I am.
Have you already started, what do you call
it? Have you had any kind of talk about it or?
Trying?
I had a miscarriage last month, so I wasn't sure if I could get pregnant, and the fact that I got pregnant made me realize that I am capable of, you know, having a baby.
I'm sorry to hear that. I've had a miscarriage myself.
But like she said, the fact that she got pregnant gave her a sign of hope.
Oh, yes.
Right, because if you did it once, you can do it again, right?
But
in theory,
still,
you know.
There's that feeling of empty arms.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I think she's already looking forward. She's eagerly looking forward.
All right, just one moment.
Yeah, the cards are going down, my dear.
And what was her first name?
All right.
Sorry.
No, I said all right.
What is your name again? Because I forgot.
Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Well, yeah, Evelyn. I think you're from the Fresno area, yes?
Yes, I am. The Central Valley.
Yeah, I'm not a genius. I put area codes into Google.
Now, remember, please remember,
nothing wrong with that.
Most times when women have a miscarriage, there is something wrong with the development of that fetus.
They will say a lot of times that is Mother Nature saying, nah, sorry, not this one.
Yeah.
It's cruel as it sounds. It's just...
Because a good, healthy apple can't be shaken loose
because
from
you
the tree.
The Darwin thing, the species must continue on.
Yeah.
And it says, this is not going to be it. That's what they say.
Your doctor told you to wait? Do you have to wait a certain period?
Yes. And I am going to do that. It's just my hormones are all whacked right now.
Sure.
I still haven't had a menstrual cycle, and it's going to be a while. I'm guessing my body's healing.
Yes, and it's important to follow. The doctors like them to wait now.
Yeah,
and
you should always follow the doctor's advice.
I definitely feel you are going to conceive again, and it won't be too long. As soon as that time period is over, look out.
Uh-oh, stand by.
Now, is he following certain measures that will ensure a good conception? Like sometimes men wear underwear that's too tight, and they need to go more for the loose.
Oh, you know what? He does wear those tight undies, actually, thinking about it. Yeah, he does.
You might talk him into loosening them up.
Well, we don't know your background. Have you guys gone to fertility clinics? Have you both been tested?
No, we haven't.
He might not even have an issue with
it. Well, I think it could ensure more success.
It could, but he might be firing a bazillion. He might be a machine gun and might not even need to worry about
it. I studied this. Let me...
I'm just saying.
Also, speaking of the machine gun, you've got to cut back on that sex because it depletes the sperm count.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yes, I do know that, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's going to be happy to hear that advice.
So,
Jesus God.
But it's going to really help for you both to conceive soon. What?
Maybe he doesn't have a sperm count problem, Deb.
I'm not saying he does. This is all proactive.
Yeah, if I was that guy, I'd say, you want to only have sex once a month while you ovulate? I'm going to go shoot in a test tube so you can say it's not my problem.
Once a day is probably too much. Should cut it back to maybe four times a week.
Well, I get you, but we don't know what they're doing, so I agree.
And just be in a state of expectancy. Like, take good care of your health, you know, follow all the rules that they have about food and drink and whatever. Just make sure that you've got yourself ready to be a temple for that beautiful child. And there will be a child coming soon. To a theater near you.
I love it. Thank you.
I want to warn you, Evelyn, once you open those floodgates, you both better decide how many you want because, boy, I think you could really, you got some, what do they call them, baby birthing hips there that every time he looks at you, you could find yourself taking a pregnancy test. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, really. Watch and see. I think this reading is meant to be a confirmation to you.
And she called in pretty positive, so that's a good sign.
And some news.
Yeah.
I want you to know that the child that didn't survive, that was miscarried, that little spirit is coming in the next pregnancy.
That's odd, isn't it?
Well, I honestly felt like it was going to be how that's going to happen. I think so. I agree with you.
Well, now we have a angel card for you.
Stand by for your angel card reading. The subject is overcoming difficulties.
Very good.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
I like it.
Let's look at a little graphics here, too.
So yeah, I like it. I think, Evelyn, you're going to be finding yourself in a, what do they call it, in a motherly way.
Well, she called in very positive.
Yeah.
So she was already manifesting a positive. She wasn't like manifesting negative things. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, and I think there could end up being four babies. Not all at once.
Oh, gosh. No, that's a lot. I'm going to be 40. Remember, I'm going to be 40. That's a lot.
Well,
40 is the new 30 nowadays.
I have a lady client from New York City who was 53, and she had been,
artificially inseminated.
Yeah.
Inseminated?
And she gave birth to the most beautiful baby boy you could ever imagine. And everybody said, oh, you're too old. But she wasn't. Just stay in good shape. You know, she had to exercise a lot. And
But it's all part of being positive, too.
Yeah, and if you guys decide you want your children, they're going to come bing, 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 bing.
And a lot of times, if you believe exercise is going to help, then it's going to help because your mind believes it, you know.
So, oh, no, we definitely exercise, yeah. It's an important part of our lifestyle.
Well,
she said exercise, not sexercise.
Well, it might be the
same. Little bedroom.
No, we go to the gym. We work out at the gym. We go. Oh, we make an effort to be active.
Yeah.
Well, you have fabulous cards. I think you're going to make a wonderful family.
Fabulous.
And, I do see four kids if you want them. So,
you scared me.
Better eat your Wheaties.
But that's if you want them. You know there are things you can do not to have four kids. We all
exactly.
know that. So,
God bless you both. And please stay in touch.
Thank you.
We want
thank
to hear
from you. So much. Thank you to both of you. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Absolutely. And we do many shows a week, and you're welcome to call each and every one.
We'll definitely do so. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for holding
me. Bye-bye.
Okay. I know what you're saying. We have to end the show.
You gotta.
Whoever is on.
That's our 2-minute warning, folks. Sorry. Sorry for those that are on hold.
Time for us to dive.
And let me explain something. I know some of you folks were holding a long time, but what we have learned, we took the show past an extra 30-some minutes, but we realized that we're going to keep getting more and more callers. So in theory, we would do the show till the end of time.
It would be a marathon.
With no breaks, whatever.
And the thing is, I become fatigued after a while.
And Blog Talk's going to get a little pissed off, too.
Right.
We only get so many calls a day.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it is what it is. But thank you, folks, for holding. Thank you, ones
call
that did all.
Call in before the show starts.
Yeah, and the folks, exactly. The folks
so you'll be in the list. The
folks that held and didn't get a reading, we apologize. But I'm telling you, when we start the show, we go on blog. I look on Blog Talk before we go live, and we have a lot of times 6 or 7 callers before we go live.
By the way, there's an app, Google Play. Isn't it called Play Store? Google Store?
Google Play Store, yeah.
Anyways,
for the Android folks. I guess both of them,
It's called
Android
Psychic
and
Love Doctor.
And the iPhone folks.
It is free. And you are welcome to put it on your phones. It actually amazed my webmaster who had it designed using my instructions on how to do it. And he said he had to play with it for like 2 hours because he just couldn't get away from it. You can use it to answer your questions. Like I've used it when I've had to go into a meeting. Do they want to talk ideas or is this going to be dollars and cents? And the app will tell me. Now it's Android users, you can just download it, install it. But when they upgraded, what's the other one?
iPhone. It's basically Apple.
When they upgraded their operating system.
Different operating system,
this became inoperable. But I've got a fantastic workaround for you. Go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com.
Yep.
You'll see on the head, at the top menu, it says free reading. Click that, and it's the very same program.
Yep.
And you can bookmark it and use it whenever you like.
Yes, indeed.
And it's the same thing.
Yep.
Until we get somebody that can, you know, upgrade.
But it's there no matter what, you know, when you go on the internet, it doesn't matter what software you're using. Real quick also.
Yeah.
To the folks that are on Blog Talk, first time or whatnot. If you're a Facebook person, you can go to the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook and you can follow, like, whatever they call it, and you'll get notified when we go live and you can actually watch it when we do it.
Yeah.
Or watch replays after the fact.
On Blog Talk, they have a follow button too.
But it's audio only.
Yeah.
I'm saying if they want to see you do, because you can actually, or if you watch on Facebook, you can actually see the cards going down.
Sure.
I mean, it's up to you. Some people don't like Facebook. I don't blame them because it's
We will be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time.
True that.
And we'd love to see you all there. So join us. We'll be looking for you. Take care, everybody. Dire Straits taking us out. And away we go. Where is it? Uh-oh. Maybe not.